If you are the member of a wedding taking place, say, 3 days from now, if you are expected to make a toast on that occasion and the muse completely escapes you, then there is, as you might have expected, a website just for you. Joining us from Los Angeles is David Pitlick, the founder of theperfecttoast.com. Mr. Pitlick, what can you do for the tongue-tied best man?
Well, we can help put together a perfect blend of humorous, heartfelt, and memorable sentiments to honor the bride and groom on that really special day.
And completely sincere.
Absolutely. I think that's something a lot of people have a little trouble with, is saying something from the heart. They know they want to say something special, but they're not quite sure how to put it all together. And that's where we come in.
Okay, let's say somebody logs into theperfecttoast.com. What will they do in order to help you craft a custom-tailored toast?
Well, when they get to the website, the first thing they'll see are categories for toasts. And if they're in the wedding party, they'll find the appropriate toast, whether they're the best man, the bride. And then once they've clicked on that, there's a form specific to that person. And they begin to fill out questions on the form, which ask things related to, you know, how did the bride and the groom meet, special messages they'd like to send, those sorts of personal items. And the more personal details they put down, the more personal their customized toast will be.
And don't you ultimately give them a rather Hallmark greeting card version of a toast? That is, if it's going to be suitable to all the different people, once they supply the details of how the couple met and what their names are, isn't there going to be a certain cookie-cutter similarity from one toast to the next?
There will be some similarity. I think if you listen to wedding toasts in general, there's a certain similarity to all of them. Of course, they're going to say nice things about the bride and groom and celebrate the day. The difference here, I think, is we do take the time and the effort to get those personal details to make it unique and special.
Have you brought along a toast for us? Sample toast?
There are some sample toasts on the website, which we could take a look at.
Sure. Why don't we hear one?
All right. Let me click on one here. Okay. When Craig asked me to be the best man at his wedding, I was truly honored. We've been friends for about 12 years now, and I think of him almost like a brother, which is why I put him in a headlock and told him he'd better make Lori a happy woman or else I'd pound him. Obviously, Lori is the best thing that's ever happened to Craig. She is, without a doubt, a wonderful person. And despite the hard time I give Craig, I can honestly tell you he has a heart of gold. And that is just a little snippet.
I'm already... ready to down one for Craig and Lori just upon having heard that. Very, very moving. I noticed on the website that toasts are marked down from $129 to $99 right now. I don't know if that's a June special or
it is our spring wedding special.
Spring wedding special. But the rush service that I gather, there would be a premium attached to that.
It's a $10 premium.
$10 premium. You could have a toast to somebody within 24 hours after they ordered it.
That is correct.
Have you ever seen from the answers on the website survey, have you ever gotten the impression that these are the parents of the bride and they really don't like the groom very much? Well, will they express things like that?
There's a certain confessional quality to the toast orders, not just the parents, but brides, maids of honor, who have said nasty things about other members of the wedding party or... And we don't ever put anything nasty in a toast. It's simply inappropriate. But we do get a fair number of people telling us some negative thoughts about some of the other people. It's a little surprising.
Well, David Pitlick, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure.
David Pitlick, the founder of theperfecttoast.com, spoke to us from our bureau in Los Angeles.